With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton has been charged with storing top secret records at home and sharing with relatives notes that contain classified information. The 18-count indictment Thursday also suggests classified information was exposed when operatives believed linked to the Iranian regime hacked Bolton's email account in 2021 and gained access to sensitive material he had shared. The investigation into Bolton, who served for more than a year in President Trump's administration before being fired in 2019 and emerging as an outspoken critic of the Republican leader, emerged in August when FBI agents raided his home and office. President Trump confirmed that the CIA is at work inside Venezuela, correspondent Jennifer King reports.
President Trump told reporters at an Oval Office event he authorized covert CIA operations inside Venezuela, blaming the South American country for allowing criminals and drugs to flow into the U.S. Trump says he is also considering land operations there.
Because we've got the sea very well under control.
Early this month, the administration declared drug cartels to be unlawful combatants. Since early September, U.S. forces have conducted at least 5 strikes in the Caribbean, resulting in 27 deaths. Jennifer King, Washington.
Federal prosecutors have charged voting technology firm Smartmatic with money laundering and other crimes arising from more than $1 million in bribes several executives allegedly paid to election officials in the Philippines. The payments between 2015 and 2018 were made to obtain a contract with the Philippines government to help run that country's 2016 presidential election. This is SRN News. An international journalism group endorses transgenderism, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The World Press Photo Organization has dispensed its 2025 awards for best news snapshots, and the European winner was of a young woman who had undergone a double mastectomy in order to live as a man. The shot was taken by Dutch photographer Prins de Vos and has sparked outrage in many places around the globe. Critics say what happened to the subject amounts to mutilation, and a journalistic organization should not be promoting the practice. Michael Harrington reporting.
A small congregation in a remote Alaska town now has a church building thanks to help from Samaritan's Purse. Hundreds of volunteers from the Giant Christian Relief Agency helped construct the Lake Clark Bible Church in Port Allsworth over the summer. It was dedicated this month with a visit by Franklin Graham, who heads Samaritan's Purse and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. SRN News. For many young Americans, deciding on college has become a complex choice, Bob Agnew reports.
Confidence in higher education has dropped due to high tuition, student loans, and a tough job market. With much of the concern centered on the real-world value of a degree, many colleges are now trying to focus on the financial benefits of degrees. Research shows most bachelor's degrees still pay off, but not all lead to good-paying jobs. More students are choosing technical schools or trades over four-year universities to avoid debt, and colleges are working to align degrees with the job market needs. Bob Agnew reporting.
Governor Gavin Newsom says California will begin selling affordable insulin under its own label on January 1st, nearly 3 years after he first announced a partnership to sell state-branded generic drugs at lower prices. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.